Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, June 9th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer made a visit on Monday to mid-Michigan to inspect cleanup following the massive floods that damaged thousands of homes and businesses last month following a dam failure in Edenville and Sanford. She said work has already begun on request for a federal disaster declaration. Rick Pluta reports.
The governor held a televised briefing from Sanford, one of the towns hardest hit by the floods. She said state and local officials are still gathering information on the extent of the damage. But Whitmer said the request for President Donald Trump to issue a federal disaster declaration should be ready within the week.
After last month's flooding, we know that there are a lot of people who've lost everything.
The governor said in Midland County alone, the damage could total $200 million. A disaster declaration would help clear the way for cleanup and rebuilding, low-interest business loans, and assistance for homeowners and renters. I'm Rick Pluta.
Internet access has been a major challenge for students in the age of COVID-19, and if remote learning continues into this fall, it is expected to only continue to be a challenge. Chad Folkersma is the principal of the Rudyard Junior and Senior High School. He says around 10% of his students are not participating in online learning. He says for some it's a preference of wanting to do packets of work instead, while he says for others, they really don't have a choice.
Not all of our students have internet access or the availability to it. So even if we're able to provide them with a free hotspot or not, it doesn't mean it's going to work from a signal based on where they live.
Folkersma says some students have only one capable device in their household, and if their parents are also working from home, it means they may not necessarily be able to log on to do schoolwork. A new fraud initiative by the state of Michigan is causing big problems for some unemployed people. The state has flagged some 340,000 claims as potentially fraudulent. When Jessica Paris tried to file for unemployment, she discovered someone had already filed a claim using her identity. She says it took 7 weeks to get someone from the unemployment office to help.
They had me fill out some paperwork and send everything in, and everything seemed really hopeful. And then when I went ahead and finally got to apply, they denied my claim.
Paris says she will soon be out of all of her savings and won't have enough money to pay rent. State officials say they've assigned several hundred additional workers to go through those flagged claims. Libraries around Michigan are now reopening for patrons. Many are imposing new restrictions to ensure the safety of staff and visitors. They're limiting the number of people allowed inside at any one time, and some are offering curbside service. Laura Marion is the library director at the Artis Misaki District Library. She expects a busy week this week.
We think we're going to get swamped. We have so many people are just so excited. So that's why I think it's one of my jobs is to monitor the number of people here. However, we are going to be very safe.
Many libraries have moved their summer reading programs online this year, but they will still be offering them. This story was produced as part of the Michigan News Group internship program. That's a collaboration between WCMU and local newspapers. Find the print version in the Monday edition of the Cadillac News. Many notable landmarks in Midland County were affected by last month's floods. Repairs and restoration efforts are now being made. However, some facilities were hit harder than others. Michael Livingston reports.
The Chippewa Nature Center serves as an educational and recreational facility with its many scenic trails and learning centers. Dennis Pulaski is the executive director. He says the flood caused damages along the trails from fallen trees and water erosion, but in the 2 weeks since the flooding, all the trails are reopened.
Our nature study building, which is our camp building and also houses some preschool classes in the school year, did receive flooding, did receive water into the building. We have been able to get in and begin the cleanup, or the cleanup has happened.
Pulaski and the rest of the staff are working to reopen the rest of the facilities at the Nature Center. The Midland Tridge, which spans the Chippewa and Tittabawassee Rivers, had some damages to its electrical box, which knocked out the arch lights for a few nights. The Midland Director of Public Services says the lights are running again, and the structure has been inspected and approved for foot traffic. Dahlia Hill, a garden with 8 terraces planted annually with 3,000 dahlia flowers, sustained no flood damage. The executive director says the only damage the garden received was from someone who drove across the lawn instead of going through the intersection. Michael Livingston, WCMU News.
And that story also comes from our Michigan News Group internship. You can find out more about that story in today's edition of the Midland Daily News. The U.S. Department of Transportation has approved Delta Airlines' request to suspend service to several cities, including Flint. Ben Thorpe reports.
Delta says it made the request to reduce the number of frontline workers at risk of exposure for the coronavirus. At the time of the request, officials with Bishop International Airport, which services Flint, said the airline was seeing roughly 8 passengers a day. Airport Director Nino Sapone says the move will hurt them financially, and efforts are already underway to show Delta that demand for flights is there.
Yeah, we already had reached out to the business community and got letters in support of the service, and we're gonna show them that the numbers are here. I think that we're optimistic that we can probably get them back.
Sapone says service could return by September 30th, but he says the situation is uncertain. In a written statement, the airport noted the suspension in service was, quote, not necessarily a market exit. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
And that is your morning news roundup for this Tuesday, the 9th day of June 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.